It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Legendary Pirates right fielder Roberto Clemente, recognized for his athletic skills, was also known for his humanitarian efforts. His legacy includes an award, schools, and a bridge named for him. Here to tell us about the latest honor being accorded this baseball legend is Rebecca Casemeyer, the Associate Director for Education and Visitor Experience at the National Portrait Gallery. Rebecca Casemeyer, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Roberto Clemente is revered not only here in Pittsburgh, but around the world. And tell us how the National Portrait Gallery is honoring him.
Certainly. So we have a program called Recognize, where we ask the public to essentially answer the question, who will be recognized at the National Portrait Gallery for his or her contributions to American culture? And what we've done is created an opportunity for the public to vote. So for this round of Recognize, Roberto Clemente was up against, we picked three individuals that are in our collection, and Roberto Clemente was up against Babe Ruth and Sandy Koufax. And through the Smithsonian Magazine online, visitors to the site have an opportunity to vote for the person that they feel would be essential to put up on our wall. And Roberto Clemente won by a landslide. And so his image actually went on view on Tuesday and will be up at the museum through November 1st. And the idea really came about as a way to engage visitors who maybe aren't able to come to the museum, but then those folks that do come to the museum obviously have an opportunity to see and recognize some of the individuals in the collection that we don't often have an opportunity to put on display.
Now, certainly we here in Pittsburgh would have been rooting for Clemente to receive this honor, and if it were just Pittsburgh people voting, it would have indeed been a landslide, and it was a landslide, but it was not just Pittsburgh people voting. So how do you suppose this happened? How did Clemente get chosen over Babe Ruth and Sandy Koufax?
Right. We don't know. We sometimes have a bit of a clue. This is our third iteration of the Recognize wall and the voting. And we know from the other two, for example, Georgia O'Keeffe was in our first round. And we know that the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum heard about this and started tweeting and sort of got the word out via social media. So we think that probably influenced some voting. With the baseball one, we haven't really seen anything that would lead us to know other than that, as you have said, Roberto Clemente was quite an amazing individual.
Well, and would it be the humanitarian efforts? This is one of the reasons why if you go to, let's say, let's choose Iowa, for example. In the state of Iowa, in grade school, middle school textbooks, they have chapters in history books about Roberto Clemente that teach kids about who he was. And a lot of it has to do with his outreach and the fact that he died tragically trying to help a country that had been devastated by an earthquake.
Right. And I think that it really, you know, again, our question is we want the public to tell us, you know, who should be recognized for their contributions to American culture. And I think Roberto Clemente is a wonderful example of an incredible athlete and an incredible tireless humanitarian. So it's quite a wonderful combination, and it speaks to many different visitors and people.
Describe the portrait for us. It's a photograph, and some of us might have seen it. It's been shown in the newspapers here. It's a great shot. It was taken in 1960, which, of course, was a year that the Pirates won the World Series.
Yes. It was taken in 1960. He's wearing his uniform. He looks like he's on the field. He's holding two bats and has just, I think, a very calm look. It's a little bit of a smile. I also think the great thing about this photograph is that it was taken by Charles Teeny Harris, who, as you might know, was a Pittsburgh native. He was a semi-pro baseball player and co-founder of the Pittsburgh Crawfords, and he worked for the Pittsburgh Courier for two decades.
Right. He's well known here. There was an exhibit at the Carnegie, I think it was 3 years ago now, that that was dedicated to his amazing work. And there must be something, too, about the look of Roberto Clemente. As people were voting on this, they could see the photographs, right?
Yes. So all three photographs are on view. And, yes, he looks... I mean, you certainly feel like you can look into his eyes, and there's a real warmth to the image. Babe Ruth's image, he's actually shown with other Red Sox players. So, you know, he's not singled out. And Sandy Koufax is actually mid-throw. He's sort of mid-pitch. So certainly if you were to see the three together, I could see where one would be drawn to this image by Teenie Harris of Roberto Clemente.
And certainly not to sell either Sandy Koufax or Babe Ruth short, because Sandy Koufax is a very handsome fellow, and his left-handed delivery is as graceful, and as that leg kick, the pose that he strikes is as mesmerizing as any out there. And of course, the Babe is the Babe, but Roberto Clemente, there's a certain sort of pride in you almost want to bow when you see him.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, again, that's the beauty of the project, is that it really is crowdsourcing. It's not our curatorial staff or our historians mounting an exhibition. It is us saying, hey, public, here's your chance to tell us who you'd like to see up for, you know, a few months at the portrait gallery around this idea of recognizing an individual. So it's very much they see the bio that we've created about the individual, and if we know anything about the artist, that's in there as well. But I do think they are often responding to the image itself, which is very much what portraiture is about. So it's great for us.
And in addition to the votes, were there comments in there?
We had a few, and they were all very, they were wonderful comments, and, you know, along the lines of course, you know, no question that it should be Clemente. So all very positive and upbeat. And I think someone did mention Sandy Koufax's good looks.
Well, here's the other question. How did you narrow it or come up with those three as the choices?
Right. So we knew we wanted to do baseball. We had done comedians before this. And some of it is, you know, a little back of the house business. Because these are photographs, they can't always be on view because of light levels. So some of it is looking at what images are available, what hasn't been on view lately. But then it really is about their accomplishments. And our curatorial and historians get together with folks on my education staff, and we throw out names. And these three rose to the top immediately.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. We're talking with Rebecca Casemeyer, Associate Director for Education and Visitor Experience at the National Portrait Gallery. And it's going to be featuring a Roberto Clemente photograph, another honor for the great one, as we call him here in Pittsburgh. Where in the National Portrait Gallery, will Clemente's likeness be on display?
It is on view on our first floor. We actually have two entrances into the museum, but if you come into our G Street entrance, it is immediately to the left. It's in a wonderfully prominent spot, right where visitors really do come in, and it will be on view through November 1st.
So you just answered my next question. How long will it hang in the gallery? Through November. So you've got to get there before, which is not a bad stretch of months before the weather gets bad.
Very nice. And it's also, you know, it is certainly, you can see an image of it through our Facebook site. We have a blog on our website, and you can find the image there as well.
And lastly, in the minute or so that we have left, what will be the next big, you mentioned comedians have been featured in the past, and I think George Carlin won that one.
Yes, he did.
What's coming in the future?
We don't know our next theme yet, and I think we will sort of stick to themes. Our first round was we chose an artist, a cultural event, and a sort of biographical event, and we are feeling that the themes maybe give people more to talk about. So we haven't picked our next theme yet, so if folks have ideas, they're welcome to submit them via the Facebook site.
And we'll put a link to that on our website at WESA.com. Rock.fm so that you get some feedback. And again, we've been talking with Rebecca Casemeyer. She's the Associate Director for Education and Visitor Experience at the National Portrait Gallery, which is featuring Roberto Clemente's image, and rightfully so, as we would say in Pittsburgh, arriba, arriba, Roberto. Rebecca Casemeyer, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Coming up, travel contributor Elaine LaBom on how to take advantage of summer's last hurrah. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.
Can you catch? Will you hold the ball when you step to the plate? Will you swing and fall?